Hello, girls. Welcome to the Happy Housewives Club podcast. This is Darla Shine. I told you that I am back in action once a week, twice a week. We will have these podcasts up regularly. And I have a lot of girls writing to me saying that they want to co-host the podcast. So we have to start organizing a schedule. With me again is my favorite pit bull, Dana, who's in Michigan with her sick
Hello.
daughter. Hi, Dana.
Yes.
And we have our winner up today. It's so exciting. Let me tell you, it was so hard for me, Dana, to pick a winner because the Mother's Day contest, which I put up, I wanted the women to write a story about the most influential woman in their lives. So many beautiful stories. Dana, what are you doing to the microphone?
I'm moving away from my face so I
Oh,
don't get yelled at. I'm
we
sorry.
need to do that before we go on. Before we
Okay,
go
sorry.
on the air. I have to keep giving Dana a crash course in radiotronics. Radiotronics, you know, when we're up here speaking in the microphone, it's very delicate, the microphone, and if you bang on it, if you hit it, if you move too much, you can hear it. So, are you set, Dana? Are you going to sit still now?
Yes, I'm gonna sit still.
But anyway, all the stories were beautiful, but Laura's story really touched me the most because it just reading about her mother and what her mother overcame being deaf and you know her sister becoming a doctor. I just love that story. And you know, I think you can become anything you want to become. I really believe in that dream. You know, obviously, unless you know you're born in Cambodia on a boat and you know you have all these other problems, but here, thank God. I mean, I think most people can still achieve what they want in their lives. I think through hard work. And the most important thing, though, is having someone there to lift you up. I mean, even Oprah says, did you ever hear that story about that woman who came up to her in church and told her how pretty she was? I mean, that changed her life. So I want to encourage all of our moms, all of you, to pay it forward. When you see another mom going through something, be encouraging. When you see another mom who looks like she's having a bad day, say something nice to her. Let's compliment each other. Lift each other up. And when you see a child, also do the same thing, especially, you know, if you see a child who looks like they're being neglected or they're overweight. I mean, this, you know, you read Tracy's story on there. She said that, you know, this one teacher changed her life. It's beautiful.
It is. It is. And I think it's important, sometimes we get caught up too. We see other moms, or even on the board, sometimes you see other moms that are being kind of snarky or grumpy or whatever, and you kind of have to remove yourself from that and just be there,
Well, you know what?
not.
Some people are having a bad day. And Sonia wrote, I mean, when her husband was cheating on her, this one woman befriended her. Most women would, you know, snicker behind the girl's back or not help her. I mean, this woman befriended her. She helped her through it. She stood by her and, you know, helped her save her marriage. And I think a lot of women can be horrible bitches. They just can. And I think women are crazy. You know, I think that we're a bunch of lunatics a lot of time. And, you know, one of our girls just wrote Jamie that she was at a mom's group and the mom snubbed her. And I don't get it. Why are you joining a mom's group if you're going to snub the other moms? If you're going to sit in one corner in a clique with another mom, why don't you just have that mom over to your house for coffee? Why are you bringing these poor little new victims into the group just to torture them?
It's like the anti-cult.
It's crazy. And
It
you know,
is.
this morning I went to the Parents Association meeting at my children's school. And when I got to the table, I sat down, and all these women are sitting there. And a couple of women were talking to each other who knew each other. And I was just observing the room. And nobody like turned around to say hello to me. Nobody turned around to say hello to the other people walking in. It's like we're all so isolated. And you know, through the computer, I think it's getting worse. We are like shutting ourselves off to the rest of the world. It's crazy.
It is. It is. We need that human contact. Definitely.
We need the human contact. And if you read these stories from the mom entries, you will see that just so many lives can be affected. Obviously, if you're, you know, you have a good mother or a bad mother is going to obviously make all the difference. But strangers in your life, you know, can change your whole course of your life. And this is why, remember, I pulled Connor out of public school because his teacher was dragging him down with harsh, stupid, demeaning comments. She's anti-boy, you know, and I still have this, you know, this agenda that I want to push out there to all the mothers of sons. I think that we are feminizing our boys. I think that they're not allowed to be wild, be rugged, and be normal boys without being labeled ADD. And if you don't stand up for your son, nobody's going to.
That's right.
So we have to start opening our mouths. I mean, enough, enough. I mean, I got this nasty letter, remember, from this woman who accused me of, how dare Darla? Oh, yeah, she wrote a blog, remember? How dare Darla say there's no such thing as autism and ADD? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I think that we're a lot of times when the school counselor and the teacher decide that the kid is ADD, I would be a little suspicious of that.
Yep.
I would be suspicious of that. But Laura is going to be the proud, lucky winner and soon to be wearing a Tiffany's necklace that says Mom on it.
How cool.
Isn't that cute? Or she could get the bracelet. I'll have to email her and see if she wants the bracelet with the mom charm or the necklace with the mom charm.
So I got to admit something. This is so funny. I hope this comes out right. So when we first announced the contest on the main page, you know, and there was the blurb that said every girl deserves, you know, the little blue box.
Right.
I went to Tiffany's going, so what's in it? I didn't know that's how they package their stuff, right?
Yeah, what do you mean? You thought you were getting the blue box? Like
no,
as
well,
a gift?
No, I thought there was some.
Well, actually, they do have a China blue box that you could use as a jewelry box. But
no,
all of their gifts are wrapped in the blue ribbon.
I thought that like if you got the blue box, it meant that it was a particular gift, or if it were a pink box, it was a particular gift. I didn't know that's like. Never mind. It was my hillbilly.
Famous. Yeah, they're famous. You know, you're stuck out there in hillbilly land with nothing going on. Forget it. What do you know, you don't know even know what's going on out there, do you?
I don't. I have my whole world wrapped up with you, and I'm entrusting you to
but
teach
you
me
I am
the
enlightening,
finer things.
I'm enlightening you. I'm telling you what's going on. And this is
yes.
What's going on. And all this week we're busy. You know, I think that that Dr. Laura has a spy in our website.
You think?
This is what I think. Now, Dr. Laura, you know, God bless Dr. Laura. I like her. She's doing a great job. But, you know, the other night I saw a promo that she was supposed to be going on TV talking about military housewives, which I have been saying that we are building a military housewives page on Happy Housewives Club.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be up on Monday. I'm so excited. We're going to be doing all of these wonderful things to help military housewives. So
yes.
Dr. Laura, once again, is copying me. She is constantly copying me, and that's fine, and that's fine. But, you know, I think that when you look out there at all of these women who are really vying for the same audience, okay, it's really almost ridiculous that we are not trying to join together and do something bigger. So on that note, I want to say if you go out around, you know, all these girls are starting their own blogs and there's like 8,000 mom websites and everyone's trying to grab their niche in the world. Mm-hmm. And I started Happy Housewives Club just for fun because all these women were writing me every day after they read the book. So it kind of evolved into this Happy Housewives Club, which I love and I think is great. And I've never had any intentions on competing with anyone else because I've never gone to any other websites. I'm just in my own website. I don't know what's going on out there. But the other night I was reading in this entertainment trade magazine that my husband brought home that there are all of these mom shows coming out in the fall and all of these mom, you know, websites and this is going on and that's going on. And the new thing is being – a new thing in style now in Hollywood is to be a stay-at-home mom. And I'm like – I've been saying that for 2 years.
Oh, you're such a trendsetter.
I am. You know, everyone's copying me, and I'm such a trendsetter. But I am really thrilled. What I'm trying to get at is I am thrilled that finally, you know, the woman who's choosing to be a homemaker and stay at home and put her family first is getting the recognition she deserves. I don't believe it. I believe that half of these shows are still going to focus on the career mom. So we'll see what happens. This new show coming out with Jennifer Garner, you know, I still believe it'll be more posh. They're still going to focus more on the woman. I mean, let's face it. You know, they're going to think it's more prestigious to go, you know, to a law firm during the day than to stay home and mop your floor. Speaking of which, Dana, I have to tell all my girls, Borax is my new miracle cleaner. You need nothing else in your life but Borax or white vinegar. That's it. That's all you need. That's all you need. And yesterday I was at Dana, you know our friends Robert Weiss with Rice
Yes.
America.
Yes.
Well, I have been going to his office and trying to put together a huge political action committee to try and make sure that the food that we eat and the air that we breathe and the water that we drink is not going to give us a freaking tumor on the back of our head.
Okay.
So we have been looking. Now, as we all know, we've learned about the baby bottles, and I still women are not getting this. You cannot heat your baby bottle in the microwave. It releases this toxic chemical which causes cancer.
Right.
Okay? Just you cannot, and we have to put this out there. We have to say it every single day. Now, this wheat gluten that they put into the pet food, Dana, is now being found in baby food products. It's now being found in other products, crackers, potato chips. It's out there. Nobody's
Yep.
talking about it. I have confiscated a bag of croutons from McDonald's that has wheat gluten in it. So where can we be safe? I don't know, but this is, a mission. I'm going to Washington. I just got back from Washington. I've been lobbying before politicians and some Congress people down there, and we've got to force the FDA, which is, I've been learning, Dana, that they are so underfunded and understaffed. They
Yep.
can't possibly check everything.
No, they can't. Nope,
And
there's no
they
way. And even, honestly, I think even if the funding were there and the staff were there would still be instances of contamination because,
Of
it's
course,
like,
there are. One thing is contamination by accident, by default. But now they're doing some things on purpose that they know just to make extra profits. For example, fillers now, technically, if you have food that says it has fillers in it, which many of the foods have, most
Right.
anything that's in a box has fillers. Fillers now, they're allowed to use a certain amount of sawdust in the fillers. Do you know that?
Yep.
So the sawdust cannot be digested in a human body. So
No.
what happens to it? It disrupts the whole intestines. And what about genetically altered food? This genetically altered food, we don't know if our bodies can digest it properly. And most of the peanuts now are genetically altered. So guess what? What's on the rise in America? Peanut allergies.
Yep.
Maybe it's because the kids can't digest a genetically altered peanut.
Well, I think that we're gonna see, hopefully, with I don't know, with the citizens coming to action and demanding better quality, I think that we'll see them increase the quality of their job. But I also think that we're going to see even more people going the organic route. I know that because I've got so many animals that a lot of people are going to a raw, natural diet for their pets so they don't have to deal with the wheat gluten. So I think it's going to be a twofold, situation. I
Well,
think things are
listen,
going
the
to change.
companies have to give in to the popular demand. And that's my point. If all the mothers demand, what is that sound in the background? Who is that, Amanda?
Yeah.
So cute. If mothers demand these products, if mothers fight back, if mothers will open their mouths, I know that we're all busy, but for God's sakes, listen to me. We do not know what the long-term ramifications are, just like with this friggin' vaccination for the girls. They want these
Yeah.
young girls to get this vaccination for the HPV virus, and they tested it on women who were in their 20s and 30s. We have no idea how this is going to affect the fertility of our young girls. It's very scary. I'm telling you that this is my mission. So I went with Robert Wise. We talked about what corporations are doing these bad things, and I'm going to put it up there. I'm going to send out these newsletters. I want women to be aware of the dangerous products. So what I learned yesterday,
Okay.
and I didn't realize it, and you said you knew it because we just talked about this, is, there are all these companies who have discarded their bad chemicals improperly, which is now being found in the drinking water that's being tested. And the government is testing the drinking water around the country because it knows that what has happened is all these chemicals have leaked into our drinking water. So
Right.
there's this study going on. I didn't know this study was going on. I just found out about it yesterday. And what I learned was, all the times that we use bleach or chemicals or, whatever we're using to, Lysol, and we're filling up our sink with it, When you pull the drain out, all that stuff is going down and seeping down into our drinking water.
Yep.
When you put pesticides out on your lawn and it rains, all of those pesticides are seeping down into the drinking water.
Yes. Yes.
And on every single level, you know, whatever we dispose of poorly is going down into the drinking water and coming into your bodies. So yesterday I had the guy come and change the filter under my sink, Dana.
Uh-huh.
It was as if the filter was pulled out of my ass because it looked like a big piece of crap. The filter was dark brown. It looked like melted chocolate.
Yep.
And I said, I was screaming. I said to this guy, Paul, from AquaFuture, who does these filters, I said, oh, my God, what is that? He's like, that's what's in your water. I was horrified.
Now, you're gonna get – are you on city water?
No, I'm in Suffolk County water, which is supposed to be like the best water in New York State.
But you're still on city water. You don't have like a septic or a well, right?
No, I don't have that.
Okay. You're going to find natural occurring minerals in your water. Some areas have higher iron. Some areas have higher, what's the word? I can't even think of it. But anyways, there's going to always be natural occurring minerals in your water that will cause your filters to look brown or gross or whatever. But because we're in the country and so we're on septic and we're on our own well, we're very aware of what we dump down our drains because it can cause our whole septic field to blow apart if you're not careful. And that's why, and I've even put this on the forum several times, natural cleaning products are the way to go for several reasons. Number one, they're cheaper. And number two, it's healthier. You don't want all those toxic chemicals like ammonia is highly toxic. Bleach is another thing, although I do use bleach. Borax is an excellent. It's a chemical.
Why do you use bleach? I have no bleach in my house. I gave up bleach last year, and I'll tell you why. My husband was the king of bleach. Uh-huh. Everything in his life, he put bleach on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If he washed his clothes, he used a ton of bleach. If there's a bug on the floor, he put bleach on the bug. If he's cleaning outside, he pours bleach. Like, bleach was his favorite thing in the world. And, you know, I'm constantly breathing in this bleach. I said, enough with the bleach, no more. Mm-hmm. And I've been using the borax, and I'll tell you, the clothes come out white. Mm-hmm. The clothes are beautiful. I've been using it on my floor. My floor in my kitchen, the grout, which I could not get clean. The other day, I put the borax with water. I just poured it all over the floor and let it sit for like a half hour and then wiped it up. My grout mm-hmm. is beautiful.
Ooh. Well, the only reason I would use bleach is I would pour it in with my whites every once in a while, and then I would also, like if I got stains on my countertop, to get the stains out.
Right. Well, this is what we're going to do, Dana.
Okay.
Right now, we're working on the military page, and we're going to launch that. And then the next thing is the domestic page, and I actually have a woman who wants to do a whole cleaning green section on the domestic page, so she's going to be in charge of that. Mm-hmm. This girl who wrote to me, and we are going to try to encourage our members. And ladies, we have over 25,000 members now of Happy Housewives Club.
Yes.
So I mean, this is a huge community, and if we can get all of our girls cleaning with green products, or at least doing a better job of using less chemicals, not only will you be saving money, you'll be helping your children, you know, towards a future without disease because you're not putting it in their drinking water. Mm-hmm. And if we could all encourage other women, and I beg you, every time that you get a newsletter about a recall or we send you a newsletter about a product that's dangerous, like the baby bottle product, or if we send out something about a green cleaning product, you know, please send it to 10 of the women that you know. Because we can really make a difference. And mm-hmm. that's my bigger goal. So when I was down in Washington talking to these politicians, I said to them, you know, why are you ignoring the housewife? We are the ones who are buying all the products.
Mm-hmm.
We are the ones who have the household budget.
Yep.
You have to start paying attention to us. And, you know, one senator that I was speaking to, she said, well, what are some of the things that you want? And I said, you know what we want? We want to not worry when we give our baby a grape.
Mm-hmm.
We want to not worry when we give our child a piece of chicken. We want to not worry when we make a spinach salad that we're going to get E. coli and die that night.
Yep.
You know, and so I am obsessed with this. And, you know, this is my new thing. So do I want women to look good? Yes. Do I want to sustain fashion? Yes. I want all of you to go to the beauty page. I want you to look beautiful. I want all of you to go to the budgeting page. I want us to save money. But the most important thing that we have to do is protect and secure the future of our children. And this to me is the number one issue. And this is why Darla Shine is starting a new ticket, a new political ticket, the Happy Housewives Club ticket. I am president, Dana. You are vice president.
I don't want to be.
I put it up on the website. We have girls signing up for what they want to be. And I think that it's a good ticket.
When you put up that thread, I it's a cute thread, but really, I think we could do it. I think
I
we could
think
do it.
seriously, do you know that only in the last election, only 57% of married women voted? And of those women who voted, it was like 85% of them voted Republican. And so I know all of these demographics. Now, single women, it's very low. It was like 17% of single women voted. And I think that when you're single, you're having fun, you're not thinking about your life and what's going on. And I mean, even me, I was very liberal when I was in my 20s, and now I'm a completely, totally different conservative person. I think when you bring children into the world, I think naturally you become more conservative because you want to, and I don't mean conservative by the what's out there now. Some people call themselves conservative, and I don't think that they have the term correctly. What I mean is I want to conserve energy. I want to conserve a good old-fashioned way of life. There are certain things that are very, are close to what I want. And I think all of the moms, I think we all think the same way. I think that we all want to make sure our kids aren't going to be abducted. We want to make sure our kids get decent health care. I mean, how are we allowing this country 40% of our people to be have health care and not the rest of the 60%?
I don't know. Well, see, what I don't understand is, and I'm not real big on welfare. I think it's there for people who need it, but people shouldn't be on there for a lifetime. But like, I talk to people and they're all worried because their children are sick and they don't have health insurance, which is a valid concern. However, most states, in fact, I would go so far as to say all states have programs to help children at least have basic health care. And I don't understand what prevents people from utilizing those programs. I don't know, maybe I'm missing something.
I don't know, but you know what? It's a little degrading, don't you think? When you're a working family and your husband's working and you're raising a good family, then you have to go to the local clinic for your health care. I think that there should be more affordable health care options. And when people say that national standardized health care is not going to work, oh, maybe it's not going to. But this goes back to one of the things on our ticket, which is why aren't we at least talking about this more and trying to get this out there that, women and children, especially in this country, are suffering. Our military wives are suffering. And as you see today, I'm on this huge campaign. I'm like politically outraged, and I am on a mission to change all this. So on the Happy Housewives Club ticket, this is our wish list. You ready, Dana? Dun, da, da, dun, dun, dun.
Oh,
Big
Lord.
O's. Big O's for every mother. At least once. I'm gonna say I was once a week. I don't think we want it more than that. Maybe Vicky does. I just want once a week is good for me.
Lord, I can see it now. Darla Shine, president.
Second thing on our list. Mandatory that all husbands must vacuum and mop the kitchen floor once a week. What do you think?
Okay, but wait a minute. You said in your book, don't expect the husbands to do housework.
Yeah, because, and what was my next line? Because if you expect it and they don't do it, you're going to be outraged. But if it's a law that the government puts out there and they have to do it, you won't be nagging him and he won't be complaining. Do you see how beautiful that is?
Oh, Lord.
Dun, dun, dun. Number three. Okay, that one, number two is a joke, but on the serious agenda. All cars should have car seats built into them.
Oh, yeah.
Why are we not doing this? Why are all cars don't automatically have the camera in the backup? Why aren't we doing that?
Hey, you remember when cars, what was it, in the 90s, when the cars came out that the seatbelt automatically came up? Remember those?
Yeah, well, that, yeah, what happened to that?
I don't know what happened to that, but they need to do that for, like, the back seat for kids, because you might have the seatbelts in the cars, but you get those idiot parents who, you know, don't use them. So it's got to be automated car seats, you know, where it just automatically zoops them in.
An automatic car seat. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put my whole ticket, my whole agenda out there. I'm going to look into what really, what is it going to take to start a Happy Housewives ticket? I want to know what really it takes to start another party. I'm going to look into that, Dana. I mean, do we need to have a certain amount of people? I think you need 15,000 people to sign a petition.
Okay.
We can easily do that.
Mm-hmm.
We need a certain amount of money in the bank. We can raise money. But this is what, this all is going back to what I said earlier about this 8,000 mom sites.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, Dr. Laura, who's copying everything I do. There's all these people out there. Okay, there are other mom websites who I know are in Happy Housewives Club and also spying to see what we're doing. That's all fine. But guess what, ladies? Why don't we join together and start a huge political group that supports and protects women and their children? Guess what? It was supposed to be the feminist movement. It was supposed to be now, but they're not doing it.
Mm-mm.
They're not. At least if they are, it's a big secret to me because I haven't seen anyone doing anything lately. Have you?
No.
And if they are doing anything, I know they're certainly not doing it for the stay-at-home mom.
No.
Okay, Head Start programs in America get tax credits, but women who leave their jobs to stay home get no tax credit.
Yep.
Makes no sense to me.
No. Nope.
And you know what? On the ticket is going to be morality and values. Yes.
Ooh.
Morality and values is also going to be on the ticket. I'm sick of all this wild sex slut crap on TV. I'm sick of it.
Yep.
How much sex do we need on TV?
I don't
think it's a turn on. I think people look better in clothes. Don't you think a girl looks better wearing, look at, really, or a guy? I mean, who wants to see that ugly penis hanging down?
I was just going to say, that's got to be the ugliest attachment.
And if it's not hard, it's really intolerable. Who wants to see a shrunken little limp penis hanging down in somebody? It's disgusting, especially an old man.
Oh, God.
With their saggy boobs. That's another thing on my list, ladies. No man is allowed to walk on his front lawn and mow his lawn without a shirt on. We don't want to see your big fat belly and your big droopy boobs. This is a violation of, you know, 30 days in prison. If you come out of your house, unless, you know, you're the guy, who's that guy from, that I'm in love with? Edward Burns. He's so hot.
Who's
if you're Edward Burns?
Burns,
that he's an actor.
Who is he? What's he play on?
He's all over the place. Either you're Edward Burns, who I have a crush on, or what's his name? Liev Schreiber. Then you can come out of your house without a shirt on. But if you're not one of those two guys, you cannot.
What about Matthew McConaughey?
I don't know. He does nothing for me. But he can't be on my list. No.
Wow.
He can't be on my list. So, and I am the president, so I get to make all the rules.
Well, what are my perks for being the vice president?
You just do nothing. You just have to be my yes man.
I already do that.
But anyway, so if we join together, if we could get, you know, all the women together, you know, and how great would that be? If we could stop being bitches, if we could stop cutting each other up and stabbing each other in the back. You know, I got trashed for, you know, my comment that I wanted to ram my car into that woman's big fat ass.
Yep.
Now, wouldn't it be more bitchy for me to think it and not say it? I said it. I put it out there.
Yep.
I'm not talking behind anyone's back. I'm right in your face. This is it, girls. We need to join together. We need to, you know what? It's bad to buy junk food when you're fat. Eat a salad. It's time to lose weight, get in shape. It's time for us to live.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to get healthy.
Yep.
It's time for us to be powerful. It's time for us to start our own ticket. I'm really pumped for this, Dana.
Okay.
I'm really pumped. And girls, I know that we can do it. So we're going to start. Everything has to work in steps. We're building the Happy Housewives Club. I'm going to Washington. I'm working on putting a political action committee together. And it's going to be so exciting. And I am going to go and meet with some of the most prominent women in the country, and we are going to try and join forces. So that's going to be really exciting.
Yes, it is going to be exciting.
So if we could think together on a bigger level, instead of everyone trying to get a piece of their own action, it would be so wonderful. So wonderful. And I don't know. After watching the debates the other night, seeing all these guys up there, I was like, ugh, this is terrible. I should be up there.
Well, you know what? I didn't watch either one of the debates. I just saw what was on MSNBC and Fox and stuff. But did you see the picture of the Democratic debate where he had all the men lined up on the stage and then you had Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, well, at least we have a woman representing women up there.
Yeah, but
you know,
she's
not
like
my
a man.
Today, but, you know,
she looked like a man
that's
up
mean.
There.
No, that's mean.
No. If
what did you want her to wear? A Madonna torpedo bra? So she sticks out?
No. But what my point is that she's trying to blend in with the men. Why? She's a woman. She needs to look and dress like it. That's what I'm saying.
First of all, that is impossible. If you are in the business world, you can't go into the business world dressed like Hoochie Mama. You women wear suits. Why do you think the business suit for the woman was invented? Because they need to look like the men.
I know, but could she have worn a color other than gray?
No, I don't think I don't know. I mean, listen. If that was me, I would have wore a hot red, the reddest thing I could have come up with. Mini skirt. See, this is it. This is what Hillary doesn't know. If I was telling her what to do, I would have said wear a red hot outfit, show some cleavage, wear very high stiletto heels, and put on a big long wig. And then you'll get some attention in this country, because honestly, that's the only way you get attention is if you're sticking out your tits or you're wearing, you know, slutty clothes. You can't be a smart, dignified woman.
No.
Right? Unless you're like, look through InStyle magazine, look at People magazine, look at the way some of these movie stars are, what they're wearing.
Yeah, no.
Why are we slutting up our mothers?
Yeah, no. I don't mean that.
But this is getting me, I know, but you're getting me thinking about this.
Oh, great.
We are slutting up. Think about it. This whole slutting up the mothers thing. Have you gone to J. Crew? The skirt in J. Crew will not even cover one of my cheeks on my butt.
Really?
I said to the manager, what happened? The skirts used to be so nice. They came down like right above the knee. And now you cut them up. They're like 12 inches higher. You know, I think that what we're doing is everyone wants to look so sexy. And Ellen Barkin wrote in her last book, you know, once you're over 40, you need to start dressing like a 40-year-old. It doesn't mean that you have to wear old lady clothes, but you have to be dignified to a certain point. So, you know, I think that Hillary, I think if she had come out with a sexy hot mama dress on, she would be trashed for that too. Listen, she can't win either way, Hillary.
No, she can't.
People, you know, unfortunately, the poor woman, I feel terrible for her because she's constantly being trashed.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Oh, no, I don't. Not at all.
Well, I do. I feel bad for Hillary. And, you know, I think that as women, we should look at the other women who are out there and we should try and cut them some slack somewhat, no matter what political party you believe in. I mean, it's got to be humiliating to be out there with your husband, who's a hound dog, who's screwing everyone in sight, and you're married to him. It's humiliating, you know, so I have to give her credit for that. But Dana, we have talked so much on this podcast. We're going to have to wrap it up. And you go take care of your daughter because she's sick.
Yes.
I am going to go pick up my kids from school. And let's check in a few days. And all you girls who want to co-host a podcast, please email Dana or myself. And we will make sure that we have you scheduled in for that. And Dana, is anything new with Budget Bootcamp coming up?
We changed the format of the forums to make it a little bit easier. We have a May challenge going on, which is suitable for the way the gas prices are, how much money you can save at the pump. So that's May's challenge, and whoever wins it gets a $50 gift card at Target. So that's
wow!
Exciting.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yep.
Very nice. Well, coming up for the rest of the website, I know that on the beauty page we have a lot of fabulous things coming up, and I want to encourage all the girls. Every time you go to go out there and make a purchase, try and purchase through the Happy Housewives Club. Go to drugs.com, which is on the beauty page.
Yep.
You know, try to find your page and find your websites through Happy Housewives Club, because whenever you click through us, I mean, we're not getting advertising money for this, but when you click through us, the money I think it's like a percentage. It's like, I don't know, 4 cents, something ridiculous. It goes to Happy Housewives Club, but it goes into our Help a Housewife campaign, which we've raised how much for Vicky now?
Ah, I just posted it. It was like 300, three
okay,
something.
So we are closing the Vicky House Happy Housewives campaign fund for Vicky. We raised 300. Thank you to all you girls who contributed to that. That's wonderful. We're going to do this again in the future when our girls need help. And I know that Vicky is more than appreciative, and I think it's fabulous. So whenever you do buy, you know, want to buy something from Sephora, buy it through the beauty page, because a little bit of the money goes right back into the Help a Housewife Fund, and that mother who is in need will get that money. Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.